The real problem with drivers who talk on their phones. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. My youngest daughter was always a social kid, so when she grew up, she of course adopted all the social media. She Facebooks, she texts, so that even though she's out of the house and married, it's almost like she never left. But her favorite social media is the phone. The Bluetooth is always in her ear. And at least once a week, I'll get a call that begins, "Hello, DAD, traffic is horrible," which is her way of saying we are about to have a conversation that could very well last 45 minutes. And actually, not so much of a conversation as a type of personal news radio, including commentary and traffic updates about drivers who won't let her merge because they're applying mascara and balancing McMuffins on the steering column. The word jerk comes up a lot. And I wondered, about 20 minutes into our most recent conversation, how many other drivers are doing the exact same thing, complaining to their dads about their commutes? Which is when I realized they're all talking to the wrong people. Drivers in traffic jams need to be talking to each other. Not that I don't like hearing my daughter fantasize about what she'd say to the jerk who won't let her in, but she needs to be saying this to the actual jerk. And we can do this. Everyone has a smartphone now. There could be an app to detect nearby drivers with phones so that you could call them with a merge request. "Hi, I'm a little late and I'm a really nice person. I need to get off at the next exit. Could you let me in this once?" So much more civilized than just gunning it and cutting the guy off. You might even make a friend, or at least not get a baseball bat through your windshield. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.